It wasn't long till she had her own colouring back. She looked at her watch. This had taken too long. She'd have to cut her hair later. Apart from her looks, there was one more thing that could make her feel her own identity again. She picked up a pair of old-fashioned dog tags and held them to her heart. "Help me find my way back." She put them round her neck and quickly put on a t-shirt and jeans, then packed up the discarded IntelliFlesh and the prison uniform. Now she had to get far away from this place. She was in no doubt there would be people looking for her soon. After all her tools and hair and makeup equipment were safely in her rucksack, she grabbed a baseball cap and placed it on her head. She stopped briefly to look at her new appearance. "I'm Casey James." Even to her own ears, Casey sounded like she was trying to convince herself of that fact. She opened the bathroom window and dropped her bags outside. There was no way she was going out the front in case she was seen. Casey jumped out the window into the alley at the back. She looked around and saw nobody about, so she got the bag with the IntelliFlesh and prison gear and stashed it in the motel trash bins. Then she headed off into the night, not knowing if Casey James was still part of her soul. Chapter 1. The noise and chaos of the streets in New Delhi were making Poppy King's anxiety much worse than usual. She kept looking at her watch, and time seemed to be going too fast. Poppy was late for her flight home. It was her own fault for forgetting to set an alarm.
"Do you think we'll be much longer?"
Poppy asked the taxi driver.
"No, not long."
Poppy grabbed onto the door handle as the driver suddenly cut across two lanes of traffic. She had spent her last night in India with her team from UNICEF, having a going-away party at a local restaurant and bar. The noise wasn't helping her headache, and as soon as she got checked in for her flight, she would need to take some painkillers. If she got checked in, that was. Finally, the taxi arrived at the airport and pulled up with a screech. Poppy got out quickly, and a member of the airport staff approached with a luggage trolley, while the driver got her luggage out of the boot. She paid the driver with a healthy tip and hurried inside with her trolley. The airport was packed, which was going to make getting to check-in even harder. She tried to navigate her way through the crowds of people as best she could and got onto a moving walkway, which would take her to the next floor. Her big sister Lex would give her a good-natured lecture about being late. Poppy didn't think Lex had been late in her life. This was the end of a big adventure, but hopefully the start of a new one. After studying fashion in Denborg and a brief internship at a Denborg fashion magazine, Poppy had decided to follow her big sister's example and give her time to working for a charity. Since her passion was the clothing industry, Poppy had taken a placement offered by UNICEF. She joined a group of workers travelling the globe, helping the enslaved and poorly paid child workers in the garment industry. It was rewarding work, and UNICEF were extremely happy to have someone with Poppy's public profile, not that she liked that fact. But now the time felt right to come home and start working on her next big adventure, if she could get to the plane on time. As Poppy neared the top of the moving walkway, she had the feeling she was being watched. She turned around, but the crowds of people made it impossible to pick out anyone. She put it to the back of her mind and rushed as much as she could to check in. Because she was so late, there wasn't a big line at the desk.
"I'm not too late to check in, am I?"
The woman on the desk looked up, and recognition spread over her face. "Not at all, madam." She took her phone out, ready to scan her e-ticket, but the lady said, "It's already been taken care of, ma'am. You can make your way up to the Platinum Lounge." Poppy screwed up her eyes and gave her a sceptical look.
"Lounge? But I have an economy ticket."
"You were upgraded, ma'am."
"Why and how?" Poppy asked.
"Perhaps these people may help?"
Poppy hadn't noticed the two people in black suits standing near the check-in desk, and now they started to walk towards Poppy. She sighed, knowing instantly from their clothes and their stiff postures that they were Palace Secret Service, protection officers. The woman was striking and tall for a woman. Her choppy, collar-length brown hair with blonde highlights hung loose. She looked formidable and strong, but utterly feminine.
"Miss King, I'm Chief Bohr."
Bohr showed her identification.
"Could you follow us to the VIP lounge and we can talk about why we're here?"
"Who sent you?"
Poppy asked.
"Crown Consul."